With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The trial of Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, has begun in a Manhattan federal court. Larry Neumeister reports on what prosecutors said during opening statements.
A prosecutor said that gold bars and cash found in the home he shared with his wife, Nadine Menendez, in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, were the result of bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator since 2018 to carry out acts on their behalf that would help them make money.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida not pleased with President Biden's response to Israel's handling of the Hamas war.
He's on the international stage shaming the military of our ally in the middle of a war when either they make a mistake, as they did in the World Food Kitchen, or when civilians are killed, but typically, almost always, it's because Hamas is using them as human shields.
Waltz was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding from East Texas to Mississippi this week, as another 6 inches of rain's expected in the already saturated South. Heavy rains have caused rivers to overflow their banks in Texas and Louisiana. Forecasters say the worst flood threat will be Thursday, when more heavy rain will occur north of Houston, across central Louisiana, and into western Mississippi. Officials in Texas still assessing the damage from recent floods that damaged hundreds of homes and killed at least three people. Record-high mortgage rates are forcing many Americans to continue to rent. Developers are taking advantage by building new houses for rent at an unprecedented rate. In 2023, 93,000 new single-family homes were for rent. That's 39% more than the previous year. SRN News. America's churches are being urged to pray for Israel.
The Family Research Council is heading a coalition of ministries that are urging congregations to set aside time this coming Sunday to show support for the Jewish state with prayer. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that we, as leaders within the Christian community, should come together to demonstrate our unwavering support for Israel, anchored in the Word of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to elevate his profile in the Democrat Party. He seems to believe abortion will be his stepping stone. Beshear is planning a trip to Tennessee next month to speak out against neighboring states' pro-life laws. The governor campaigned against his state's near-total abortion ban and winning re-election last year. He'll speak in Nashville at an event called Championing Reproductive Freedom. President Biden's low approval ratings are prompting younger Democrats to consider their own prospects. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is attempting to mend fences with Israel by sending $2 billion in aid. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Seeking to stem the backlash that erupted when President Biden ordered a freeze on a multi-billion-dollar package of arms and ammunition Israel needs to fight the war against Hamas and Hezbollah, the president has cleared a billion-dollar substitute array of arms that will not include the 2,000-pound bombs that were in the center of the U.S.-Israel dispute. But it is unlikely that the New Deal will do much to quench the bad feelings generated by the president's threat to withhold vital intelligence from Israel unless it meets American demands about how and with what ammunition it fights the war. The intel might include the whereabouts of the war's masterminds. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.